like to start off?
Tougher or easier to coach against the Predators?
Oh, that's a good question. I think anytime you go against somebody that you know and respect, it's always a little extra special, because you know how good they are and how well they prepare. And it's a big gratification when you do win, and pretty tough when you lose. Well, the reason why Jeff and I are close is we coach together at San Francisco. We've spent some time together, and obviously we've been in the business for a while, and we've got to know each other and our families on a social basis, as well as a professional basis. So, he's one of the closer people. Yeah. Well, I think we know that. We don't talk about it. We don't want it to jinx us. But I think everybody understands what a competitive business it is and how fortunate you are to just have a job and keep the job. So, yeah, it's. I think it's something that we both appreciate and respect. Yeah, I think they know they had a very, very good football coach, and they knew that they're a little short on personnel, sometimes injuries, but they knew they had the guy they wanted, and obviously it's paid off for them. Well, I don't know if you'd say exceeded. I mean, I'm very happy with Jay. I think there's, as Jay would mention before me, there's a big learning curve. You learn on the job, but I'm impressed on what type of leader he is. I'm impressed with his ability. I'm impressed with the mindset that he has and getting ready for a game. And that's what you're hoping for, because you could see the athletic ability when he's coming out of the draft. You really don't know how important the game is to him, how important winning is to him until you actually watch him perform on a day-to-day basis. And I've been very impressed with that. Well, I think, being rookie of the year kind of explains everything. He had a great year last year. They're 6-3. He's got a good one-loss record as a starter. He's very dangerous. You're never really sure what he's going to do because he's got such great athletic ability. My son spent some time with him, and he said he's a natural leader. Just being around him, he has that type of moxie that, you're hoping that you get out of a player of his stature, and obviously he's done quite well. It was good. Still a little bit sore right now, and just kind of have to judge it day by day. No, he's not going to practice today. I'm hoping that he practices tomorrow. Anything else? We'll find out. He played a good game against Kansas City. So he had some great preparation during the week. It starts with run defense. We improved in that area. We played a few good games with rushing defense. I thought we played good against Pittsburgh. Obviously, Kansas City averaged 3 yards per attempt, and we made some strides there. And when they did throw the football, we came up with some big plays. But it's an ongoing process. I do feel good about our players, the mindset they've had, the preparation they had last week, and knowing them, it'll carry over to this week. And hopefully we'll play accordingly the second half of the season.
Talk about the change for Peterson.
Well, it's a fine line. Antoine, we're hoping to have in our practice squad if he doesn't get picked up by somebody else. So we still got confidence in Antoine. Kenny, just a little bit more experience with what we're doing now defensively. And we're going to give him a shot. We're playing to try to get the best players out there and give us a chance to do something in third downs. And we thought he might help us a little bit more than Antoine at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think, you know, the obvious reasons is for injuries. You lose a guy like Ebenezer Ecubon, and you lose a guy like Jarvis Moss, and then you got a guy with John Engelberger with a third-degree separation. We're not even sure if he's going to be able to practice just because of his toughness. He's ready to go. You have to have some depth, and that's one of the reasons why he brought these guys in. I really don't know. He's going to practice this week, and you know, we hit tomorrow. We'll see where he's at tomorrow. But you know, he said he's ready to go, and hopefully there's no setback when he does hit.